You're listening to the New Happy Podcast. I'm Stephanie Harrison. Today we're talking about how to feel your feelings. When you're experiencing an intense emotion, you might not know what to do with it. Here is a quick science-backed process that you can follow. First, notice the feeling. What are you feeling in your body? Does this emotion live in a specific place, like your stomach or your chest? Can you name it? Is it a positive emotion, like joy, gratitude, serenity, interest, hope, pride, amusement, inspiration, awe, or love? Or is it a challenging emotion? Annoyance, anger, nervousness, dread, fear, disgust, disappointment, sadness, grief, or even sorrow? Next, allow the feeling. Your instinct might be to push the feeling away, particularly if it wasn't safe for you to feel your emotions when you were a child, or if you weren't taught how to feel your emotions when you were a child. This is the place to watch out for shoulds, like, I shouldn't feel this way. I should be happier right now. There is no place for shoulds with your emotions. Things are different now. You can make a different choice. You don't have to push it away or suppress it or project it outward. You can let yourself feel it. Third, open up to the feeling. A reassuring phrase to yourself can be really helpful here. Something like, I am safe to let myself feel this, or speaking directly to the emotion and saying, you are welcome here. It is really helpful to remember that this feeling has a purpose. It is here to give you some valuable information, to give you an indication of how things are going for you, how your needs are being met or not being met. When you open up to the feeling, you're making it possible to access the valuable insight that it carries with it. The feeling is not here to sabotage you or to ruin your day or to hurt you in some way. It's trying to help you. Welcome it as a friend, not a foe. Fourth, be with the feeling. This is the feeling part. The neuroanatomist Jill Bolt Taylor has found that the physiological experience of an emotion lasts for just 90 seconds. Can you give this emotion a minute and a half of your attention and presence? If you've been running through this process, you're already probably most of the way there. This brings us to the fifth step. Stay with it until it changes. As you pay attention to the feeling, you'll start to notice that it soon fades away or transforms. You might feel calmer afterwards, like a storm has passed. You might feel a new emotion that rises in its place. Whatever you feel, it's totally okay. Just keep breathing and paying attention. Next, offer yourself compassion. This is a good moment to be kind to yourself, to affirm and validate what you just experienced and any pain that you're in. You can put your hand on your heart and say, I'm here for you. You can give yourself a little hug or be proud of yourself for treating your emotion in a new way. Whatever feels kindest to you in the moment. Now, reflect on the experience. With a bit of distance from the emotion, you can now look back at it and explore the insights within it. A few questions that you might ask yourself could be, what thought led to that emotion? Was that thought true? Or were you affected by cognitive distortions like jumping to conclusions, overgeneralizing, taking something personally, minimizing the good? Is there another way to think about this? What did that emotion indicate about how my needs are being met? This reflection can unlock your own internal wisdom, which brings us to the last step. Decide how you want to respond. You can use that wisdom to make the next best choice you can, to pause, look for more information, take action, ask for help, or prioritize a specific need. If you follow this process, well done. You have come such a long way in learning how to feel your feelings, to listen to them, and to use them to help guide you moving forward to build a life that's meaningful and enjoyable for you. Thanks for listening. For more, visit thenewhappy.com.